Hey guys, this is Sloane West, author of Money Hungry, the first novelette in the Money Hungry series. I wanted to record a quick podcast for those of you who have read and love the story, just as an added bonus and another way for you to connect with me, the author. Before we get started though, if you haven't yet had a chance to read Money Hungry or the extended bonus epilogue only available to my newsletter subscribers, you may want to skip this podcast for now because there will be spoilers and I don't want to ruin any surprises for you. But if you have already read both of those, let's chat. When I set out to write this series, I wanted to create stories that were short enough to be enjoyed on your lunch break, yet also satisfying enough to compare to a full-length novel. This is certainly a challenge because it is difficult to create believable romance and engaging characters in just a few short pages, but I'm very proud of how Money Hungry turned out. I love the story, I love the characters, I had so much fun writing it, and I'm so excited about the rest of the series, and I hope you are too. Also, like many of you, I am very busy, and I only have a limited amount of time to enjoy things like reading, so I really love the idea behind bite-sized romances that I can read on my lunch break, or at the dentist office, or even in the grocery line, and I hope that idea appeals to you as well. So that's the reasoning behind the short length. Okay, so I have a few reader questions to answer. Let's see, the first one is, what was my favorite scene to write in Money Hungry? And the answer may surprise you. My favorite scene was the reunion scene between Amy and Jen. It has a special place in my heart because I have a friend who... Well, she and I have had many ups and downs over the course of our relationship. We have fought each other tooth and nail over the years, been through so many fights, I can't even count them all. But we always manage to come back together, overcome our differences, and we're always stronger because of it, and so is our friendship. So I could really relate to that dynamic between Amy and Jen. And I loved helping them through their struggles and watching their friendship repair itself. Their bond is definitely near and dear to my heart. Okay, let's see what's next. Oh, was there any particular reason I chose veterinarian as Wayne's profession? And the answer would be no. No particular reason other than the fact that what animal-loving hero isn't sexy, right? Anybody who loves cats and dogs and animals in general as much as I do is sexy in my eyes, so I knew I couldn't go wrong with a veterinarian. Also, I have personal experience working in a vet clinic, so I'm kind of familiar with the atmosphere and the goings-on, so that might have played a part in it too. Let's see. Okay, last question. How did I choose the names for the dogs? If you've not yet read the extended epilogue, you may not know this, but Wayne named his two dogs Disco and Ball. Originally, when I started writing the story, the dog Christina ran over with Amy's car was not supposed to survive. But as the story progressed, I knew this dog had to make it. I had to give it a second chance at life, just like Wayne and Amy had a second chance at love. So in the end, we see that the dog is living a happy life with Wayne and Amy, but I thought, what am I going to name this dog? I knew Wayne's other dog was named Disco, and I thought, you know, Wayne is crazy enough to name a dog Ball just so he can have Disco Ball for pets. So I got a little kick out of that, and I hope it gave you a laugh as well. Lastly, I will talk a little bit about the next book in the series, Show Me the Money. Let's see, I don't want to reveal too much yet, but I will say that it follows the journey of Jen Huntley, Amy's best friend whom you met in the previous book. I'm really excited to share Jen's story with you guys. She has had some rough patches in her life, losing her child and, of course, her addiction to drugs and alcohol. So helping her overcome those is going to be a really interesting experience. I won't give away any details as to her love interest, but I will say that sparks will fly between them, both from attraction and irritation. These two are going to butt heads for a while before they realize they were meant for each other, so I'm really looking forward to their story unfolding on the pages. And who doesn't love the whole enemies to lovers thing? And speaking of that, Show Me the Money is already available for pre-order. So if you haven't yet pre-ordered, make sure you do. That way it will just be delivered right to your Kindle, ready to go, ready for you to devour on your lunch break. So I think that about covers it for this episode. I do plan to record podcasts for each novelette in the series. So if you have any questions that you would like me to feature in the next episode, be sure to send them my way. You can either email me at sloanwestauthor@gmail.com, or you can use the contact page on my website at sloanwest.com, or you can reach me on Facebook. Make sure you let me know that it's a reader question for the podcast, and I'll feature as many as I can in the next episode. So thank you for listening. Thank you for reading. I hope you enjoyed Money Hungry and this podcast, and I hope you're looking forward to Show Me the Money. I know I am looking forward to chatting with you next time. I'll talk to you later. Bye.